2 o'clock. It's confusing sounds for confusing times. Saturday night at 5, it's time for Chop Shop on independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it is Eric O'Brien and Smooth, relaxing and easy, kind of ease your way into your Saturday afternoon. It's a good time anytime, no matter how you're listening to us on 88.3 WRCT or Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Yes, sir.
And you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Pittsburgh Penguins blew a 2-goal lead to lose to the Carolina Hurricanes in overtime last night by a score of 3-2. It's the Pens and the Panthers on Tuesday at PPG Paints Arena. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere in the world of sports, in men's college basketball, the Pitt Panthers wrapping up their season against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish today at 2:30. The Duquesne men are hosting LaSalle at 2 o'clock at the Cooper Fieldhouse up there on the Bluff. Elsewhere, several great NBA games and college basketball games filling the weekend as we are heading into March Madness very soon. Let me see. What am I looking at here? LSU is hosting number 24, Alabama. Florida is battling number 6, Kentucky. And number 7, Kansas, hosting number 21, Texas at 4 o'clock today. All those men's college teams. In women's basketball, number 17 ranked North Carolina is hosting number 24, Virginia Tech at this hour. And number 1, South Carolina, headed to the quarterfinals of the SEC tournament. In golf, I know all of you are golf fans. I know I sure am. The PGA Tour is at Bay Hill this weekend at Arnold Palmer's Bay Hill Club and Lodge in Orlando, Florida. The favorite to win is number 5 ranked Rory McIlroy. The title comes with a $2.1 million winner's check. And recruits are in Indianapolis this weekend for the annual scouting combine for the NFL. Both offensive players and defensive players are being interviewed with teams and tested physically ahead of the 2022 NFL draft that is underway at the Indianapolis Colts Lucas Oil Stadium.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Partly sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 70, increasing clouds overnight, low of 53 on Sunday. Partly sunny, then a chance of showers in the afternoon with a high of 71. Monday showers likely and a high of 66. It's currently 61 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morrowood in Oakland.
So I think you got
63 at WRCT. Sophie Tucker going to take us some news time.
But the state that you're in is innocent. I just can't believe in what the original sin anyway. So I think you got something wrong with you. Something's not right with me too. It's not right with me. The state that you're in is innocent. I just can't believe in what the original sin. Anyway, 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 anyway.
So I think you've got something wrong with you. Something's not right with me too. It's not right with me. The state that you're in is innocent. I just can't believe in what the original sin. A hurting hand is just connected to a hurting soul. It's not your fault if you're a hurting heart. Sometimes it happens with the more you know.
So I think you got something wrong with you. Something's not right with me too. It's not right with me. Anywhere.
This is the place where the oldies come to play every Saturday from noon until 3 with me, Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, you're tuned to Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Aging population, rising costs, and pandemic-related staff shortages. Nursing homes are feeling the pain. A new report from the American Healthcare Association finds that more than a third of nursing home residents nationwide are considered financially at risk. And Medicare assistance doesn't cover today's costs. As our reporter tells us, South Dakota is no exception.
The findings issued this week by the American Healthcare Association show that between 32 and 40% of nursing home patients in the U.S. live in facilities considered financially at risk. Separate reports show close to half of South Dakota care facilities are dealing with staffing shortages. Mark Dayock of the South Dakota Healthcare Association says it's a dangerous mix in trying to provide quality care for the state's older residents.
The pandemic has just exhausted our caregivers and nursing homes. Certainly it's hit other providers in the healthcare sector as well, but not as hard as it's hit nursing homes.
While staffing shortages existed before the pandemic, the AHCA report says other factors add to the challenge, including higher operating costs. That's prompting calls for better Medicaid reimbursement rates. Dayock acknowledges South Dakota recently increased its rate by 10%, but it still lags behind other states. I'm Mike Moen.
Delaware is looking to be added to the list of states that have death with dignity laws. Lawmakers there have introduced a bill to allow patients who are terminally ill to request a prescription to peacefully end their life. State Representative Paul Brombach is the bill's primary sponsor.
Just because we're across a river should not mean that when Delawareans are dying from a terminal illness that they do not have the same number of choices at the end of their lives as our neighbors in New Jersey.
Over in Virginia, legislators are also considering a measure to guarantee medical aid in dying for terminally ill people. So far, the bill hasn't made it out of committee, despite national polling indicating a majority of folks support the measure. More from our Virginia Bureau.
Falls Church Democratic Delegate Kay Corey, the bill's lead sponsor, predicts the need for this option will only become more pressing in the future as the country's population skews older. This session was the third time Corey had introduced a proposal to guarantee access to medical aid in dying for people with terminal illnesses.
As a nation, we need to realize that we are an aging population, and this issue of how you want to die is going to keep coming up. It's not an easy conversation for anyone.
Opponents of the practice believe it's unethical for a doctor to aid someone in ending their life, even if they're in pain, and that folks can be coerced into it in inappropriate circumstances. But new polling commissioned by the group Compassion and Choices finds nearly 70% of respondents support medical aid in dying for terminally ill patients, which is currently permitted in 10 states and Washington, D.C. This is Jonah Chester reporting.
And as the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues, the United Nations has approved a measure officially condemning Vladimir Putin. This is PNS.
This is the station that sounds so much better than you.
Oh, not a resolution, anything but that. Was it a sternly worded resolution? Well, give me a minute. 203, much more music time. I'm Jay Thurber. This is Led Zeppelin.
Leaves are falling all around. Time I was on my way. Thanks to you, I'm much obliged. Such a pleasant stay. But now it's time for me to go. The autumn moon lights my way. But now I smell the rain, and with it pain, and it's heading my way. Sometimes I grow so tired. Around the world, I gotta find my girl on my way.
down hard. And though I held sweet drink a thousand times, it's time to ramble on.
Zeppelin getting us started at 207. Much more music time. We're going to open the phone lines here pretty soon at 412-385-7450. If you've got a request, get something off your mind and onto your radio. Hello to John in Brentwood, wants to hear some Blondie, and also called to say that he enjoyed the Ernie Kovacs we played in the first hour. Maybe we play a little bit more Ernie Kovacs later on in this hour. Support for this broadcast of Radio 9 comes in part from a grant from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. From donations from Finney Funeral Homes in Clareton, Dravosburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, contributions from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, and donations from listeners just like you. If you would like to know how you can help, go to TubeCityOnline.com/radio. And slam that donate button. And what else do we want to hear? What do they say on YouTube? Mash that subscribe and like button, dudes.
Making your day a little brighter is quite enough for us.
Beulah Park United Methodist Church in McKeesport, that's at 1615 Grandview Avenue, is having a spaghetti and meatball dinner. Actually, they're calling it a spaghetti and meatballs dinner, because the proceeds are going towards the purchase of church bells to be heard throughout the community. That's at 1615 Grandview Avenue today from 3 until 6. It is a spaghetti and meatballs dinner. Eat in or take out. For more information, 412-672-2785. Let's play something for them. Get you in the mood for spaghetti and meatballs.
Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper buonasera with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains help the sun come into sight. And by the little jewelry shop, we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
Buonasera, signorina, kiss me goodnight.
Buona sera, senorita. Kiss me goodnight.
Let's kick up the pace a little bit now.
Buona sera, senorita. Buona sera, senorita. Buona sera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper buona sera. With that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. Oh, in the morning, senorita, we'll go walking where the mountains and the sun come into sight. And by the little jewelry shop we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger. While I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
In the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
Buona sera, senorina, kiss me goodnight.
Buona sera, senorina, kiss me goodnight.
Buona sera, senorina, kiss me goodnight.
Louis Prima and the Wildest going out for that Buena Park United Methodist Church spaghetti dinner.
Tom Swift presents his electric grandmother on the Jay Thurber Show.
Buena Park, Beulah Park.
The ABC, Nadia Redworth.
All the little parks. We've got Renzi Park is here, Shenley Park is here, all of the parks are here. Now here are the coasters right here in our stage.
Dear, when you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony.
Coasting along with the Coasters on a Saturday afternoon at 2:15. Much more music time.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening. Here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch. This wonderful weekend with your radio.
What more do you want? An egg in it. Chocolate cookies with white stuff in the middle and sometimes a piece of candied fruit on top bring you the radio calendar for today, Saturday, March 5th, 2022. The Carnegie Library of McKeesport has special features for Women's History Month on Friday, March 18th at 10 a.m. They will be screening the documentary Girl Rising, documenting extraordinary girls and the power of education to change the world. That is free and open to the public at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport, 1507 Library Avenue. It's a good place to put the library. They were looking for a place to put the library, and they were like, hey, we got this street called Library Avenue. Why don't we put it there? And they're like, that's genius. You'll never guess where they put the church. Anyways, other things happening at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport this month. There is a Day of Irish Music with the band Abbott's Cross. That event's sponsored by the McKeesport Music Club. Registration for the McKeesport's Got Talent talent show coming up in April. And a program by Dementia Friends for assisting people who are living with dementia. For more information on any of those programs, 412-672-0625 or mckeesportlibrary.org. The Pittsburgh Cultural Trust and the Wood Street Galleries presenting new works of art by Matthew Schreiber. Now, he produces artwork that utilizes drawing, performance, sculpture, video, and light. That's on display now through March 13th at the Wood Street Gallery, 601 Wood Street downtown, at the 820 Liberty Gallery. It's a Simply Divine, a retrospective of Danny Devine showcasing thought-provoking, uplifting, joyful, and playful works created by the late Pittsburgh native who was a graffiti artist, muralist, photographer, printmaker, and mentor to other artists. That continues through June 12th at 820 Liberty Ave downtown. For more information, trustarts.org. The Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Avenue downtown, presenting Oscar-nominated short films, a showcase of talent and diversity of subjects nominated for this year's animation, live action, and documentary short film categories in the Academy Awards. That's now through March 17th at the Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Avenue downtown. For more information, trustarts.org. Associated Artists of Pittsburgh, 143rd Street in Lawrenceville, presenting the Featured Artists Exhibition, an exhibition of artwork by artists from their monthly Featured Artist series, from ceramics to laser-cut acrylic. The exhibition shows the variety of practices and styles in use by Pittsburgh-based artists. That is now through April 2nd. For more information, aapgh.org. Spell backwards. Or call 412-361-1370. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio calendar, email radio-calendar at wrct.org at least 2 weeks in advance. The WRCT radio calendar is part of this nutritious breakfast.
WRCT. We'll be right back.
Rudy's Rock, Rudy Pompili with Bill Haley and his Comets here on Radio 9 at 221. Much more music time. New music from Portugal, the Man. Coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages, also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. The Better Business Bureau wants you to know that before you give to any charities that are supposed to be helping the Ukraine people, go to give.org for tips on how to best help Ukraine relief. Give.org is a service of the Better Business Bureau, and it says that not all relief organizations are honest. What? Not everything on the internet is true. I find that very unlikely to believe. Anyways, but the Better Business Bureau says they also are recommending charities that already have a presence in Ukraine and meet all of the 20 charity standards to be on the Better Business Bureau's list of accredited charities. Go to give.org for tips for donating to Ukraine relief. A couple of the organizations they recommend. Actually, they have a long list of organizations, both religious organizations and secular organizations, ranging from Alight, the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee, AmeriCares, Care USA, Catholic Relief Services, Direct Relief, Global Giving, Heart to Heart International, and a whole bunch of other organizations. We already mentioned Operation USA during the last hour. Go to give.org for information about how you can help and find a trustworthy charity to give to in this time of crisis in Ukraine. That's a message from the Better Business Bureau.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Mostly cloudy skies giving way to sunshine right now outside of our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. Looking for a high of 70. Clouds overnight, low 53. Chance of showers on Sunday, partly sunny, and a high of 71. Showers likely Monday, high of 66. A Monday night, chance of showers, cloudy, 34. Partly sunny on Tuesday, 46. Wednesday, partly sunny, 52 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess, 71 right now in Washington County, 61 outside our weather window, and 63 street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland at WRCT.
Yeah, remember
new with new music from Portugal, the Man.
Every minute it's running down my head. 100 million thoughts that I could have said. And every minute it starts over again. Do-do-do-do-do.
new single from Portugal the Man. Here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
You see it instantly in its bold new bean sprouts. It's crisp, aggressive water chestnuts. Talk about extras. You want bucket bamboo shoots? Power onions? You got it, mister, in the 1966 Chungking Chow Mein. Outside, too, you'll notice the revolutionary styling of its round cans right away. Wraparound label, more pickup in the two cans taped together. That's standard equipment on this baby. Step up to the tuned Chow Mein, the 1966 Chungking. Noodles optional.
Jay Thurber. Music.
Our day will come, and we'll have everything. We'll share the joy, falling in love can bring. No one can tell me that I'm too young to know.
Favorite oldies every Saturday afternoon from noon until 3. I'm Jay Thurber. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies on the Giggle Puss Broadcasting Network. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien, and I hope you'll stay tuned for that. You're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio and McKeesport, and independent freeform radio owned and operated by the students of Carnegie Mellon University. 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 2:30. This is Stevie Wonder.
Shine of my
Stevie Wonder here on Radio 9. And this is Bobby V.
Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy. Loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby.
Congratulations to the Carnegie Mellon women's basketball team. Cruise to an easy victory in the conference finals. They are the conference champions. We'll tell you sports coming up in about 20 minutes or so.
We love you.
Tell you sports. We'll have the sports.
We love you as a listener. Yes, we do. So give us a call and a chance to listen to you.
412-385-7450. Also taking your requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Let your input affect our output here on Radio 9.
Lonely, how vain your heart can live.
it by request.
John from Brentwood called 412-385-7450. He wanted to hear something off of Blondie's first album from way back in 1976. You say him, we play him. Going out by request, it's Blondie. Blondie going out by request from 1976. The request wasn't from 1976. The song was.
The living in the weekend. Listening's great.
Yeah.
The flirtation's nothing but a heartache. This is Len Barry. We're to check your sports and weather in just a couple of minutes. Don't forget, smooth, relaxing, and easy coming up at 3 o'clock here over most of these same stations. Len Barry, a little more Ernie Kovacs coming up right after this important message from
Here's what's happening
guy?
From TubeCityOnline.com. Who? And the new sound of the Mon Valley, WMCK.FM.
Yes?
The Center for Victims offers a comprehensive response to help people heal from the trauma and harm caused by all forms of violence and crime, including domestic violence, rape, sexual assault, physical assaults, child abuse, elder abuse, robberies, and burglaries. The Center for Victims has offices in Pittsburgh and in McKeesport, and they offer victim services including emergency shelter, legal advocacy, victims' rights information, counseling, and therapy. They have community services including conflict resolution and mediation and crisis response teams. For more information about the Center for Victims and the programs that it offers, call them at 412-664-7146, 412-664-7146, or visit their website at centerforvictims.org. And that's what's happening from TubeCityOnline.com and the new sound of the Mon Valley, WMCK.FM.
Strangely, believe it, Chandu Barapur, a Hindu mystic of Bombay, India, has slept for the past 9 years on a spring mattress he bought in Detroit, Michigan.
The wife of Paul H. Fletcher, this is titled Greater Love Hath No Man. The wife of Paul H. Fletcher died in 1846. Her husband, Paul, passed away from grief 74 years later.
Sad things in here. I'll give you one more quickly because they are so many. During the war in Korea, Master Sergeant R. Porter Minnick felt something hard strike a cigarette case which he carried in the breast pocket of his combat uniform. The object was a bullet which bore the serial number. He read it, 826394-7384. Quick as a flash, he reached into his hip pocket, drew forth his wallet, extracted his Army identification card. On it, he read with surprise his Army serial number. It was 406.
Right in the heart, those things get me.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ernie Kovacs, here on Radio 9.
Hey, now, look alive! And everything lights up, and it make you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Oh, now money won't bring you happiness, but we know who will.
Jay Thurber!
Wow! Come on now! Get a smile! Get happy! Wow! Tune in and turn on. Oh.
Sports and weather coming up next. These are the Jarmels.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick on my face. But a little bit of soap will never, 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 ever erase the pain in my heart and my eyes as I go through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap.
Have you heard when I begin to die, even someone to cry?
Night and day,
like a bird, you left your robin nest, and just like all the rest, you flew away.
A little bit of soul, or will I take away your perfume eventually? But a little bit of soul will never wash away the I'll never lose the memory of your name in the night that I call through the lonely hills. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. A little bit of soap will never wash away my tears. It's gonna never, never, never
wash away my tears. New music from Franz Ferdinand coming up after we take care of some sports and weather. Did you know he's still here? He's got to have been here for at least 30 years. Hasn't he graduated yet? No. Pittsburgh's oldest teenager, Kevin Amos, holds it down with 1-1 and the Jazz Corner Sunday mornings on 88.3 WRCT. Often imitated, never quite duplicated, only on your official Screamin' Jayhawkins station, 88.3 WRCT. And hey, if you like old-timey bluegrass music, you're going to want to have whiskey for breakfast. Every Sunday morning, it's Mando Richard bringing you all kinds of great acoustic music to cure your hangover. Whiskey before breakfast, it's good anytime, but especially from 8 until 10 a.m. on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Just ask Alexa. I have not tried this, but I've been told if you just ask Alexa, play Tube City Online Radio. Hey, you get Mando Richard in your ears.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college basketball action, the Carnegie Mellon women are the champions of the Eastern College Athletic Conference. After going out to a big double-digit lead and hanging on for a final score of 80-60 this afternoon over Penn State Berend campus, they stretched their lead to nearly 30 points in the third quarter, and it was a cruise on down the road from there. Elsewhere in college basketball, the Duquesne men at this hour hosting LaSalle at the Cooper Fieldhouse, and Pitt men at Notre Dame taking on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. That game got underway at 2:30. Pittsburgh Penguins blew a two-goal lead to lose to the Carolina Hurricanes last night in overtime by a score of 3-2. Pens are off this weekend. They're back in action on Tuesday when they take on the Panthers at PPG Paints Arena. Elsewhere in the world of sports, what else to tell you about? Well, if you're hoping for a quick end to the Major League Baseball lockout, You might be waiting a little while longer. The Players Union is launching a $1 million fund to support stadium workers and others who face financial hardship affected by the owner's lockout and the cancellation of regular season games. So sounds like not a whole lot of progress being made there.
But Kingsport weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies now for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 70. Cloudy overnight with a low of 53. Showers likely overnight. Windy on Sunday with a high of 71. Chance of showers on Sunday night, 53. Monday showers likely 67. Tuesday mostly cloudy and a high near 44 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, up to 71 degrees, they say, in Washington. 61 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. 63 street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, with new music from Franz Ferdinand. Single from Franz Ferdinand. It's called Curious here on Radio 9. Last week we were playing Ukrainian rock music, and one of our listeners sent this in. This is Ruslana from the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest with the tune Wild Dances. Going to close out our show this week with a little more Ukrainian rock music.
Твоим коханням стане, гей, ще китай, ще.
Now, as the sun pulls away from the shore and our boat sinks slowly in the west, I can see by the clock on the wall there's a dead fly. I'm Jay Thurber. Until next time, remember, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Stay tuned for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, coming up over most of these same stations, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport. Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend there with you he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do?